You will conclude the call with a brief conversation between my grandma and myself, which will provide all of us a window into his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Grandma.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for hosting this wonderful program. I want to give a shout out of appreciation to Rabbi Posey from the West Coast OU for reaching out to me to present this morning, as well to the larger OU organization for this initiative, and indeed for their ongoing efforts in creating valuable programs for our Jewish communities all around. And of course, may the merit of our Torah be a benefit for the generous sponsors and for their families. I want to share with you a remarkable story as told in the Talmud in Tractate Sanhedrin. And it's regarding the theme of Tehillim, which is our gathering today. We know that Nebuchadnezzar, the king Nebuchadnezzar II, the king of Babylonia, was not on the list of the top five of the most benevolent kings of the Jewish people, as among his rap sheets was the fact that he destroyed the first temple. Yet the Talmud tells us that at a certain point he began to say praises that were to God, that was nicer and even more beautiful, more eloquent than those of King David, than those of Tehillim of King David. And the Talmud says that an angel came and struck him on the mouth, at which point he stopped. But had he not stopped, says the Gemara, we would have buried King David's Psalms and used his instead. It's a fascinating story in the Talmud. Comes along the 18th century Hasidic master, the Rabbi Mendel of Kutz, known as the Kutzker Rebbe, and he questions this Talmudic vignette, and he asks the obvious question of what's going on here. What does it mean that the praises of this evil person were greater than those of King David? And if so, why did the angel stop him? Why did the angel hit him? And the Rebbe offers an insight which I think can give us a perspective on how we approach saying Tehillim. He explains the following. He says the difference was that Nebuchadnezzar was not saying Tehillim. He was saying poetry. The difference, he explains, is how do you react when things go wrong, when there is a challenge? How do you respond when you get smacked in the mouth? And perhaps Nebuchadnezzar was more eloquent, perhaps he offered a better diction or syntax, but when things ceased to be poetic for him, he stopped his poetry of God. But David and Melech, but King David, who indeed suffered tremendous hardships, and the entire book of Tehillim is filled with all the professional challenges and the personal hardships, personal family sufferings that he went through, but yet he never, ever stopped praising God. He never stopped saying his Tehillim. And no matter how many times he got smacked down, he never stopped praising God. And that, as says the Kutzker Rebbe, is the difference between Nebuchadnezzar's poetry and King David's praises. Because the power of Tehillim is a Jew's ability to praise Hashem even, or perhaps especially, when you suffer personal experiences. And even at times when your experiences don't seem so praiseworthy, and you don't feel the desire or the ability to reach out and connect to God, that's when you have to begin to say the praises. Indeed, the word Tehillim, which the book is entitled such, as we know, comes from the word Tehillah, which means to praise. Today is the 17th day of Tammuz. The fast day, as was mentioned, and it's the first day of what's known as the 3 weeks, which is considered the saddest days on our calendar. There's a second name for this difficult time that's also called Bein HaMitzorim. The word Mitzorim means confined. These 3 weeks' times are called between the confinement. The word HaMitzorim is very similar to the word Mitzrayim. You can hear the connection, Mitzorim and Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim in its essence was a confinement for the Jewish people, for the inability to connect with God, for the inability to praise God, for the inability to even see God in their lives on any level. The suffering which they went through totally created a disconnection. They had no emotional space to be effusive and praiseworthy. And sometimes when we focus on the sadness of this time of year, the destructions of the temple and the states of where we are holding in our connection as a Jewish nation, it can also be confining to us in our ability to reach out and to connect with God. Comes along King David, comes along David and Melech, and says to us, that's exactly when we have to praise Hashem, because that praising of God, that saying of Tehillim, it releases ourselves from that confinement. And indeed, that's how we reach out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. because that's the difference between saying poetry and saying praise to God. The last few months have been confining for all of us, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I think it's specifically during this time of the 3 weeks, which reflects the larger challenges of not only the Jewish people at large, it's a time when we tap into our own personal confinements imposed upon us. It's when we tap into the reservoirs of our faith to recognize that we have hardships, personal and national, but to also recognize that through the holy words of King David is how we break through those boundaries and sincerely praise God. So please join me in singing God's praises, beginning with chapter 20, followed by chapter 27 and then 130. We'll be saying each verse together. I'll be reading them out loud slowly, and you say them together in the privacy of your own hearts. We'll now begin chapter 20.